Let's come before the Lord in prayer. Our hearts are heavy tonight as we think about the McFadden family and we think about our sister Mary in the Valley of the Shadow as we meet together tonight. We think of our sister Nessie Beers too as she brings her the remains of her daughter home tomorrow. So please remember these families. Let us pray. Father, we reach out to these families tonight. We think of George, his daughters, his son, as they gather around that bed tonight, pray for comfort and grace at this time of grief. Lord, as they face the loss of a dear loved one, we pray, Father, to remember, O God, our dear sister Nessie too, tomorrow. We pray that thou will journey with her, put thine arms about her and sustain her. O God, we pray for many families tonight who are in similar situations, and those who have sickness in our congregation too, those that have gone through surgery in recent times, and those who are going through surgery this week, we pray that you'll watch over and keep all of these folk. And bless us tonight as we meet together around your word as we worship thee. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. We'll begin tonight with 287, Depth of Mercy. Can there be mercy still reserved for me? Can my God his wrath forbear? Me, the chief of sinners, spare. It's 287 in the book, and it's on the screen. We'll stand as we sing. Tonight, let us all pray. Our gracious eternal Father, we bow in thy holy presence tonight in the precious name of the Lord Jesus. We thank thee for the blood of the new covenant, that blood that speaketh better things than that of Abel. We rejoice tonight that the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. We thank thee, O God, that there is cleansing and healing for all who will wash in that life-giving flood. There is perfect deliverance and joy. to be had in this world through the blood. And Father, we thank Thee tonight that the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses from all sin. And we pray tonight, O God, that Thou wilt work and that Thou wilt come and that Thou wilt move and that Thou wilt answer prayer even in this service. That some precious soul listening into this service or in this meeting will come to know Christ as their own and personal Savior. We pray for the salvation of some soul or souls tonight. We thank You for those who have been saved in recent times. We rejoice in Thy mercy and bringing souls to Christ. But, O God, there are many more that need to come. There are many, O God, tonight in the families of the church and in this community who need to be saved. And we pray that Thou wilt work and that Thou wilt come and that Thou wilt answer prayer and grant that many will be the slain of the Lord even this night as the word is preached. Lord, we look to Thee that Thou wilt come. We look to Thee that Thou wilt answer even for this service. Help the preacher. Hide us behind the cross, that none will be seen save Jesus only, and He alone glorified. Remember Thy servant who will minister in song, that Thou wilt help her, and that Thou wilt bless her, and that Thou wilt use her tonight, that she might be the Lord's instrument, even in the ministry and song in a moment or two. We ask of Thee, Lord, that Thou wilt undertake, O God, right across our land and our sister congregations, and everywhere the true gospel is proclaimed, right across this land and across this island, across this nation and beyond. We pray that Thou wilt work in these times, that Thou wilt bring many souls to Christ. Remember the sick, as we mentioned tonight, Lord. We think of our dear sister Mary. Lord, we thank Thee that she's Thine. We thank Thee, Lord, that she's under the blood. And Lord, we thank Thee for all the years of service she's given to this church and Lord, to working among boys and girls and her faithfulness and her fervency. And Lord, we pray that You remember in the valley. We thank that You fears no evil, for Thou art with her. Thy rod and staff comfort her. Help her family, her husband, her daughters. Oh God, her son, Lord, the grandchildren. Help them all at this time, we pray of Thee. Be gracious unto them. We ask, Lord, for Nessie tomorrow, that Thou wilt be with her, and that Thou wilt comfort her, and her son-in-law, and those two boys. Remember them, and remember Gavin and his wife out in the States. Help the family circle as a whole. May they know Thy presence at this time. And Father, we do pray for others in our congregation, gone through surgery, awaiting it this week. We pray that Thou wilt be with our brother Barry, that he will recover from this surgery and be back amongst us soon again. Think of Olivia too. We pray again she'll recover this week as she goes through this procedure. And others too that are waiting and due to go through various procedures. And others that are recovering from the virus and are not able to be out. Lord, we pray that Thou wilt comfort them tonight. Some of the most regular people and yet unable to be with us, we pray that Thou wilt undertake for them. Bless this congregation. Lead it forward, we pray, that Thou wilt bring to this pulpit a man sent from God to take up the ministry here and to hold forth the word of life. And in the remaining weeks that we have here, we pray that Thou wilt use us, that we might be effective witnesses unto the Lord for the glory and praise and honor of His name. Remember the folk in Ukraine and the believers in Russia too, and many people under this oppression at this time. And Lord, we pray that Thou wilt intervene, that Thou wilt rise up to help, and that Thou wilt answer prayer. Lord, Thou dost make wars to cease unto the end of the earth. Thou art in control, and we leave it all with Thee, and pray that You'll intervene tonight and meet the needs of those people in Jesus' name and for God's eternal glory. Amen. We're delighted to have our sister Vivian with us tonight. We're going to ask her to come and bring her first messages in song, please. Thank you.
It's lovely to be back with you again this evening. The first piece I'm going to sing, it's my first time singing it, and I felt really led just to sing it tonight. It tells us that God has not promised skies always blue. He hasn't promised that there'll be no burdens or cares in our lives. But thank God, in the chorus of this it says, "But God has promised strength, rest, light for the way, grace, unfailing kindness and undying love." And just before I sing, I'd like to leave a verse Isaiah 41, verse 10. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Just pray that the Lord will bless this people.
Crucify him, he to
Thank Vivian for that beautiful ministry and song. May the Lord bless it to our hearts tonight. We're reading the Word of God from the book of Mark's Gospel as we continue to look at this book. Mark's Gospel chapter 6, and reading together from this portion of God's Word this evening. Mark's Gospel chapter 6, and we're reading together from this portion of God's Word tonight. We're going to start our reading tonight at verse 7. To verse 13, and then we'll move to a later part of the chapter for sake of time. Verses 7 to 13, first of all, Mark chapter 6 and verse 7. And he called unto him the 12 and began to send them forth by two and two, and give them power over unclean spirits, and commanded them that they should take nothing for their journey, save a staff only, no scrip, no bread, no money in their purse, but be shod with sandals, and not put on two coats. And he said unto them, In what place soever ye enter into a house, there abide till ye depart in that place. And whosoever shall not receive you nor hear you, when ye depart thence, shake off the dust under your feet, for a testimony against them. Verily I say unto you, it shall be more tolerable for Sodom and Gomorrah in the day of judgment than for that city. And they went out and preached that men should repent. And they cast out many devils and anointed with oil many that were sick and healed them. And then we're moving down to verse 30 of the chapter. Chapter 6 of Mark, verse 30. And the apostles gathered themselves together unto Jesus and told him all things, both what they had done and what they had taught. And he said unto them, Come ye yourselves apart into a desert place, and rest a while. For there were many coming and going, and they had no leisure so much as to eat. And they departed into a desert place by ship privately. And the people saw them departing, and many knew him, and ran afoot thither out of all cities, and outwent them, and came together unto him. And Jesus, when he came out, saw much people, and was moved with compassion toward them, because they were as sheep not having a shepherd. And he began to teach them many things.
When the day was now far spent, his disciples came unto him and said, "This is a desert place, and now the time is far past. Send them away, that they may go into the country round about, and into the villages, and buy themselves bread, for they have nothing to eat." He answered and said unto them, "Give ye them to eat." And they said unto him, "Shall we go and buy 200 pennyworth of bread, and give them to eat?" He said unto them, "How many loaves have ye? Go and see." And when they knew, they said, 5 and 2 fishes. And he commanded them to make all sit down by companies upon the green grass. And they sat down in ranks by hundreds and by fifties. And when he had taken the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes, he looked up to heaven and blessed, and brake the loaves, and gave them to his disciples to set before them. The 2 fishes divided he among them all. They did all eat and were filled, and they took up 12 baskets full of the fragments and of the fishes. And they that had eaten of the loaves were about 5,000 men. And straightway he constrained his disciples to get into the ship and to go to the other side before unto Bethesda, while he sent away the people. And when he had sent them away, he departed into a mountain to pray. And when even was come, the ship was in the midst of the sea, and he alone on the land. And he saw them toiling and rowing, for the wind was contrary unto them. And about the 4th watch of the night, he cometh unto them, walking upon the sea, and would have passed by them. But when they saw him walking upon the sea, they supposed it had been a spirit, and cried out. For they all saw him, and were troubled. And immediately he talked with them, and saith unto them, "Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid." Amen. And we know that God will bless to us the reading of his inspired, inerrant, and infallible word. We do welcome you tonight. You're joining us in the church and those online tonight for our service. If you're visiting with us, a special welcome to your new inter-moderator, Reverend Samuel Murray. He's up there in the gallery. If you haven't seen him, well, you'll be seeing a lot more of him in days to come, no doubt. And his wife, Karen, we're delighted to see them here tonight. And we trust the Lord will bless them as they worship with us this evening. Do remember the after church for youth tonight in the youth room, approximately 8:30. We're speaking on the subject of transgenderism. That's tonight, God willing, for young people at 8:30 approximately. And then Monday, Little Sunbeams, Parent and Toddlers, tomorrow morning from 10:30 to 11:30. The Iwana Club tomorrow night, 6:45 to 8. 8 p.m. on Tuesday night is the visit of Miss Joy Gillespie. Do remember that, please, on Tuesday evening at 8. The clocks go forward 1 hour as we enter the longer evenings next Saturday evening, so please keep that in mind for next Lord's Day. Next Lord's Day, Sunday school at 10, morning prayer meeting at 11, morning worship 11:30, followed by our communion service for all who know and love the Saviour. And we're continuing to just do as we have been doing for our communion service. And so there are cups available if you want to get a replacement or haven't got a cup for communion. Please do that either tonight or on Tuesday night. And then the family and friends night service next Sunday night. Our sister Deborah Swindell will be along to speak about her work with those on the streets of England, the cities of England, where she labours for the Lord. She was with us at Christmas time, but she will be with us, God willing. Because of illness, she couldn't be here then, but God willing, she'll be with us next Sunday night. There will be a retiring offering for the work that she's involved in. Anyone wants to give to that as you leave next Sunday evening. The last Saturday in March, next Saturday, is the 26th, and that's the Consider Christ Outreach in County Cavan. If you're interested, please contact Reverend Jonathan Crean, who's coordinating this. Continue to remember, as we've mentioned at the start, those in great need at this time, especially our sister Mary McFadden, and of course our sister Nessie Beers, and others in our congregation. So a lot of this virus going around, and we're missing a lot of people because of that, and do remember these folk as well, that they recover, and those who've gone through recent surgeries are recovering, and those who will go through procedures and surgeries this week. our sympathy to one of our elders, Brian, and his sister Sandra, and the loss of their aunt, and his sister also of Eisen of Burtony. Do remember this family in your prayers in the midst of this loss. Do remember our 40th anniversary services. There are invites there available. 40 years ago, the first building was opened on this site, first church building, and it's actually the 17th of March, but that's Easter Sunday, so Session decided to have some meetings prior to Easter, just marking this occasion. And so do please remember these services, Sunday the 3rd of April, Reverend John Armstrong, moderator of Presbytery, in the evening time, the first minister of the congregation, Reverend William Whiteside, and then Tuesday the 5th, Reverend McRae and Reverend Greenfield and others will be ministering in song, a special evening of praise, and Dr. McRae will be the preacher. And then Sunday the 10th of April, Reverend Derek Irvin, the second minister of the congregation, will be the preacher, and then back to myself in the evening time of that particular Lord's Day. Do remember these services. We're having some light refreshments after the evening service on the first of those Sundays, and we did make arrangements this morning concerning that, but ladies, if you weren't available for that meeting afterwards to make those arrangements, do please make contact, and you can help, and we want everyone to feel that if they're available to help, they can help with that, and we appreciate your cooperation. Do remember the Easter Convention returning in face meetings. Easter Friday the 15th at 8 p.m. the missionary and youth theme, and then Easter Monday evening the convention service. No meeting in the afternoon. It's the Easter Monday evening. So please remember that. Continue to pray for our brethren and sisters in Ukraine, and also many believers in Russia who are oppressed at this time as well, and many people in that land too under this oppression as well. So remember that situation, and we keep you updated on our WhatsApp concerning the money and where it goes to these various causes. It's important to know where our money goes, and we seek to give you updates on that, and we're thankful for those who are being helped by our giving toward that cause. The hymn number 265, I Stand Amazed in the Presence of Jesus the Nazarene, Wonder How He Could Love Me, a Sinner Condemned Unclean. We still have our offerings just as you leave. You can give as you leave the service, as the Lord has prospered you. We'll stand for this hymn, and then Vivian will come with her final message before we bring the Lord's word. Of the shore. And when they got there, they found multitudes of people gathered all around. And we see that in verses 32 to 34. Many who have been famous in this world are used to masses of people flocking around them. And they find it difficult to get any time to themselves. The masses of people are seeking to mob them wherever they go. And similarly, the Lord Jesus Christ was constantly surrounded by people. When he saw the crowds, did Jesus say, "Can you give us a minute? I'm too tired to see you"? No. He might have said that, or you could have understood if he had have said that. Certainly you or I probably would have said it. We might have expressed frustration at the crowds. No time to get away. No time to find that place of solitude. But the Lord Jesus Christ here in verse 34 was moved with compassion toward them. You see, he loved people. He loved individuals. He saw them, as verse 34 indicates, as sheep not having a shepherd. The Lord Jesus Christ, my friends, was a people person. He came into the world for people. He came into the world to seek and to save that which was lost. And we can learn a great deal as we look at the ministry of our Lord Jesus Christ. A great deal about life. A great deal about Christian living. When we see the Lord Jesus Christ and observe him meeting the needs of individuals. And in the remainder of Mark chapter 6, we have three pictures of how the Lord Jesus Christ related to people and how he met their needs. And he can meet your need tonight. Whatever your need may be, listening to this sermon, God can meet your need. Jesus can meet your need. The first picture that we see here in verses 34 to 44 is of his provision. It shows the Lord Jesus Christ feeding 5,000 men besides women and children. We have this miracle brought before us in all of the four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, and John. In the first instance here, in verses 35 to 38, we see the ministry that was manifested here. We see the attitude of the disciples. The people have been here for a long time. They're hungry. Send them away. But the Savior looked at them, and he saw their needs. They had nothing to eat. They were hungry physically. And physical hunger needs to be satisfied. Of course, we should reach out to those who are in physical need to feed them. But the Word of God says that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. There are many who are hungry physically in this world tonight. Of course there are. But even more are hungry spiritually. a hunger in the human heart that no material thing can satisfy. Only Jesus Christ can meet that need. Jesus said in verse 37, "Give ye them to me." See how emphatic this command was. It is the responsibility of the Church of Jesus Christ to provide spiritual food for hungry hearts. It's wonderful to know that in the Word of God tonight, we have that bread that can satisfy the hungry soul. And if you're hungry tonight spiritually, you've got that inner hunger in your heart, and thank God, there's the bread of heaven that can meet that need within your heart. The disciples here were startled. They didn't have any idea what Jesus was talking about. They started calculating in their minds. Shall we go, verse 37, and buy 200 penny worth of bread and give them to eat? It would have taken 8 months' salary in those days to buy that much bread. And yet in their presence, there was one who had created the universe out of nothing. One who had all power. You see, when the disciples left Jesus out of their calculations, they came up short. For Jesus could meet that need. And Jesus can meet your need tonight. Thank God He is greater than our greatest need. I want you to see the miracle here. Verses 39 to 44. You see the inquiry in verse 38. And the response. He saith unto them, "How many loaves have ye? Go and see." And when they knew, they say, 5 and 2 fishes. The Lord Jesus Christ commanded to get the people sit down at 50s and 100s. It was all so well organized. You see, my friend, the Lord Jesus Christ always does things in an orderly manner. He's always very structured in what He does. There are many people today, even in the Church of Christ, who act in sort of a whim. We do this or we do that, and there's no order in it. The Lord Jesus Christ does something orderly here. And He always does things orderly. You'll notice He took the 5 loaves and 2 fishes, seemingly so little, as put into the hands of the Lord Jesus. My friend, little is much when God is in it. And Jesus took those loaves and fishes and blessed them. He broke the loaves and gave them to the disciples, and they gave to the people. And a wonderful miracle took place. The Bible tells us in verse 42 that they all did eat and were filled. And here is the miracle-working power of the Lord Jesus Christ. The intervention of the Lord Jesus Christ in this situation made all the difference. And my friend, Christ can make the difference in your life tonight. The Lord Jesus Christ can step into your situation, whatever your situation may be, whatever your circumstances may be, and He can meet your need. He can fill your soul but that which you desperately need tonight, His grace and His salvation. When you're hungry, the Lord Jesus Christ gives His provision. I don't know what the hunger is in your life tonight, but Jesus can provide. Are you hungering for something you don't have? Is there a gnawing in your heart? Is there an emptiness in your life tonight? God has created that human heart of yours with a need for the Lord Jesus Christ. And people are born into this world with that need, with that void, with that vacuum in their heart that needs to be filled. They may not know how to define it or where to look for it. But in their hearts there is a responsibility. There is a hunger, and our responsibility is to find those people who are hungry and give them the Lord Jesus Christ. And thank God in the gospel tonight, we have that message. We have that bread of life. It can satisfy your hunger this evening. And so, We come to the second picture here. It's a picture of his presence in this passage of Scripture. Verses 45 to 52. Second picture shows us the Lord Jesus Christ walking in the water. You see the word constrained in verse 45. It says, and straightway he constrained his disciples to get into the ship and to go to the other side before unto Bethesda, while he sent away the people. That word constrained, it means it was the Lord's will for them to do this. He insisted that they get into this boat and go to the other side. He sent the people and departed into a mountain to pray. The Bible tells us in verses 45 to 46. You notice the difficulties they faced here. Verses 45 to 48. They obeyed the command of the Lord. He had told them to do this. But he saw them in verse 48 toiling in the rowing. And the word toiling means tortured. They were battling the storm out in the sea. My friend, to obey the Lord Jesus Christ is not always easy. Sometimes it's hard to do the will of God. Hard to be faithful. There could be many pressures, many challenges along the way, much anguish and agony in the midst of the sea of life. He saw them, the Bible tells us, verse 48. They didn't have to put up distress flares. He saw their difficulty. He saw their dilemma. But waited several hours before he got there. He didn't come until the fourth watch of the night, between 3 and 6 a.m. Why didn't the Lord come immediately? Have you ever wondered that? Have you ever had a problem that Jesus Christ didn't solve quickly? Doesn't he care about you? Doesn't he know what to do with your problem? Let me suggest to you what I think was happening. First of all, those men knew how to handle a boat. They'd been in storms before. It was no big deal when the storm came up. They would have been expecting. Then it got worse. It was going to be a little more difficult than they thought. But surely they could handle it. Surely they could cope with their situation. Have you ever had a problem in your life and you've said, I can work it out. I can sort it out. I can solve it. But then your solution doesn't work. And the storm gets bad. And the waves are beating against you on the sea of life. You're being tossed to and fro. Just as these disciples were. And finally, the disciples got to the point where they were helpless. There was nothing they could do. You see the deliverance that was full. Verses 48 to 52. Jesus came unto them walking on the sea. Verse 48. They thought they saw a spirit. Verse 49. They were filled with fear. Obviously, they weren't looking for him to show up in that particular way. And sometimes we get afraid because we're not looking for the Lord Jesus Christ to come into our lives in the manner in which he comes. But we must remember that whatever the storm may be, whatever the difficulty, whatever the problem, Jesus will use it as a passageway into our lives when we are helpless. When we realize we're at our wits' end. He's right there. As he said here, be of good cheer. It is I. Be not afraid. The Lord Jesus Christ manifests his presence. Brings deliverance in this situation. My friend, though you be in the midst of life's storms tonight, The deliverer is near. The Lord Jesus Christ is near. He will bring you to that haven of rest. He will bring to your heart and to your life His full deliverance as He did here. But then the third thing we see in the third picture is of His power, verses 53 to 56. When He came to the other side to see the people come to Him with all their needs, that He might meet those needs, that they might be healed. And we have here the Lord Jesus Christ in this portion of Scripture, Jesus helping people. And the Lord Jesus Christ throughout His earthly ministry was ever reaching out to people, ever seeking to help people. There were lots of hurting people that came across the pathway of the Lord Jesus Christ. And there are lots of hurting people in this world tonight. They might never tell you, but deep within they are hurting. And perhaps tonight you have hurts. Perhaps tonight in your innermost being you're troubled, even tormented, even in the midst of dreadful trauma. There are families tonight around about us in our village, in this county, in this province, across this world, who find themselves in brokenness. There are broken homes tonight. There are broken hearts. There are broken minds. There are broken bodies. We must bring the hurting people to Jesus. Bring them to the one who can heal. And He has power to do this. Are you hurting tonight? Jesus Christ can meet that need. Whatever it is tonight. That need in your family. That need in your situation of life. Whatever it may be. Those challenges that you're facing. Jesus Christ can meet that need. And so, we discover here that Jesus was helping people, but Jesus was healing people. Look at verse 56 of the passage. Verse 56. The Bible says, "And whithersoever He entered into villages or cities or country, they led the sick in the streets and besought Him that He might touch, if it were, but the border of His garment, and as many as touched Him were made whole." And they brought these people to Jesus. Those who touched Him were made whole. But their touch was not what made them whole. You see, people misunderstand what faith is. Faith alone does not save us. You go to a doctor, you go to a surgeon, and you put your faith in that doctor or that surgeon, and he or she performs that surgery, and all is well. Are you well again because you had faith in your surgeon or your doctor? No. You had faith, but it didn't save you. The doctor or the surgeon did, because they are the one that prescribed the medicine or performed the surgery. My friend, what saves you is the object of your faith. The object of your faith. You're not saved by your faith, but by the one in whom you trust. The one in whom you trust. Who are you trusting in tonight? Who are you trusting in? These people were not healed by their touch, but by the one they touched. And they touched the Lord Jesus. Go back to chapter 5. And you remember the woman with the issue of blood, and she touched the hem of the Savior's garment. And Jesus said, "Thy faith hath made thee whole." Her faith in Christ. Her faith in Christ. It's the Lord Jesus Christ that saves you. He can heal your sin-sick soul tonight. He can make you completely whole. Jesus can meet your need. And He can meet your need right now. Before you leave this building. Before you leave this service. Before you close your eyes and sleep tonight. Jesus can meet your need. May He meet your need tonight. May the Lord bless His word to our hearts. We'll join in the singing of the closing hymn, I am coming to the cross, I am poor and weak and blind, I am counting all but dross, I shall full salvation find. Let's stand and sing this hymn, and I trust you'll make the words the prayer of your heart tonight. If you're hurting, if you're hungry, if you're in need of that spiritual healing, that you will come to the cross tonight. Come to the Lord Jesus Christ. Make these words the prayer of your heart. And do speak with us afterwards if you're concerned about your soul, about spiritual issues. We're happy to help you tonight. Don't go away without the Savior. Thank you for listening to the service here in Ballygowan Free Presbyterian Church this evening, and if God has spoken to you through the word, do make contact with us. We're happy to help you in relation to spiritual matters this evening. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God our Father and the fellowship and communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all now and forevermore. Amen.